This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend to you, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for rejoining us after the halftime break. Well, coming up, more selections in our musical theme today, bird songs. As once again, we have taken to the skies with our fine feathered friends of song. And we're also counting down the hits from this weekend in 1944. And as you can imagine, books about the war are very popular. All the genres, drama, novels, nonfiction, concern themselves with reality overseas. Some of the most popular include Guadalcanal Diary by Richard Tregaskis and Ernie Pyle, Here Is Your War. But for a break from the battlefield, there's A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith and Raymond Chandler's latest tale about Philip Marlowe in The Lady and the Lake. Well, those were the choices at the bookstore. Meanwhile, down at the record shop, they're probably all sold out of hit number 5 this weekend. It's the Mills Brothers.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
Those are the Mills Brothers and Paper Doll at number 5 this weekend in 1944, a record originally released in the fall of 42. Didn't make much of a splash, but it was re-released in 43 and hit the charts last August, and it's still there here in mid-February of 44. It's coming down after 12 weeks at number 1. It would spend a total of 36 weeks on the survey. It's the group's third chart topper and would sell more than 10 million copies. And no doubt it's the greatest flip side record in history. The so-called hit side of the platter was I'll Be Around. We've gone back 81 years on today's Seems Like Old Times. And in the news, Wendell Willkie began in earnest the long uphill fight to win the GOP presidential nomination. This was no feverish campaign special. 4 reporters were aboard, but no brain trusters. There were no mammoth prearranged parades or bunting-draped cities. Wendell Willkie had 2 purposes as he headed out west. First was to meet and greet Republican workers by the hundreds, and then to urge the nation to unity both in and out of the party. A couple of headlines from the war. On Christmas Eve, U.S. General Dwight Eisenhower became the supreme Allied commander in Europe. And on the first day of 1944, General Mark Clark took over the 7th Army in addition to command of the 5th Army. January 15th, an earthquake hit San Juan, Argentina, killing an estimated 10,000 people. It's the worst natural disaster in Argentina's history. And Charles Chaplin was indicted by a federal grand jury for two violations of the Mann Act. The 54-year-old comedian who married 18-year-old Una O'Neill last June for interstate transport for immoral purposes, 23-year-old actress Joan Barry. She gave birth to a child back in October and claimed Chaplin was the father. Blood tests proved Chaplin was not the father, but Barry's attorney convinced the court that the tests were inadmissible as evidence, and Chaplin was ordered to support the child. The grand jury also accused Chaplin of conspiring with others to influence a judge to railroad Joan out of town and to influence her to plead guilty under a vagrancy charge. If found guilty, Chaplin could spend 23 years in prison, or because he's a British subject, could be deported. He would wind up being acquitted. And those were some headlines here in the third weekend of February, 1944. And we resume the countdown at number 4 and the first of consecutive recordings of Shoo Shoo Baby, this one done by Ella Mae Morse.
You've seen him up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Ooh, your papa's off to the seven seas. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. So he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Shoo, shoo.
19-year-old Mansfield, Texas native Ella Mae Morse at number 4 this week. Shoo Shoo Baby. She was accompanied by the Dick Walters Orchestra at its peak this weekend in 44. Well, let's head back to the news desk now and more war headlines from the Pacific. The biggest story of recent days was American troops capturing the Marshall Islands. Also, the Japanese remaining in the Solomons are now trapped. For more, we go to CBS newsman at Pearl Harbor, Webley Edwards.
Central Pacific forces swarmed all over him this week. Warships of the Pacific Fleet and land-based planes of the 7th AAF and Fleet Air Wing 2 pummeled him all the way from the eastern Marshall Islands to his great bastion of Truk in the Carolines. They hit the fringes and then hit in between at Kusai and Ponape. Rear Admiral R.K. Turner's forces moved in on Eniwetok, gave it a tremendous pounding from planes and warships, and then Rear Admiral Harry Hill's amphibious forces, with assault troops under Marine Brigadier General T.E. Watson, went in for the kill. By yesterday, it was announced that Engebi Island was captured. Now Admiral Halsey announces shelling of Rabaul, New Britain, and Kavieng, New Ireland, by his two fleet destroyer forces. The Central Pacific forces are pouring it on, and the Jap is rocking back on his heels. His hopeful plan of slow withdrawal, backward, inch by inch, he hoped would tire the fighting in the distance, has suddenly been rolled back on him by bold, swift advances. His outer defenses have got to have help, and with the powerful air and surface superiority we now hold over his bases in the Central Pacific, as far west as Truk, the only help he can send is his fleet. That fleet has not yet come out. You may be sure, if and when it does, the Pacific Fleet will welcome the meeting.
That's CBS's Webley Edwards, reporting from Pearl Harbor, on the latest from the Pacific Theater, this weekend, 1944. And back on the Billboard Bestsellers chart this week, here's the other version of Shoo Shoo Baby. It's the Andrews Sisters.
You've seen him up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Da-da-da-day. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Ba, 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 baby. Da, da, da. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gonna be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Ba, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Da, da, da. Your Papa's off to the seven seas. Shoo, shoo, baby. Do da, do day. Shoo, baby. Do da, do day. Shoo, baby. Quiet! Don't want a little bit of quiet in the house, please. She wants a little bit of quiet in the house. Her papa's on his way to cross the seven seas, so don't you cry, oh, don't you sigh goodbye. Now shoo, shoo, baby. Shoo, 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 my baby. Shoo, goodbye, baby. Don't you cry no more. You big and tall, her papa's off to the seven seas. Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Shh, shh, baby. Shh, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Goodbye, goodbye. To the seven seas, the seven seas. Your big tall papa's off to the seven seas.
The Andrews Sisters at number 3 on the sales chart this week with Shoo Shoo Baby, number 1 on the jukebox survey. And for 9 weeks earned the most nickels in the music machines across the country, making it their 3rd number 1 hit.
The other day I was talking to a woman who runs a cooking school, and we got to comparing notes, particularly about Crisco. She said she'd just never seen so many dyed-in-the-wool butter users who were being won over to Crisco for cakes.
Well, that wasn't any surprise to you, was it, Fern?
No, but I'm glad I'm not the only one who's noticing it. Really, friends, don't you think butter for cakes got to be kind of a habit? Why, with Crisco, you can make some of the best-tasting cakes you ever put in your mouth. Full of flavor, wonderful texture, and light as a feather. Like the maple walnut cake I made yesterday. You just add chopped walnuts to a regular yellow layer cake batter. And for the frosting, use a boiled icing with maple syrup in it. Anyway, the cake was delicious. As good as any butter cake ever thought of being.
And what about that lighter cake secret of Crisco's, Vern?
Oh, yes. Why, friends, do you know that with Crisco, you can make a lighter cake than with any other shortening, even the most expensive? It's amazing to think a shortening can make that much difference. But you just try a Crisco cake and see. See if you ever tasted a cake quite as light or one that was quite as good.
Bernadine Flynn with Durwood Kirby. for Crisco from their 15-minute wartime show News for Women, also titled the Crisco Radio Newspaper. Well, here's a bonus record for you from this weekend in 1944. Just starting to come onto the charts, it's Kay Armin.
How sweet you are, how sweet you are, how dear your tenderly smiling face. Through days of bitter and gray, nights when even the stars are dim, how sweet to know my heart can glow from just the warmth of our first embrace. The world, the love, by far, when I remember how sweet you are,
how sweet you are, how sweet you are, how dear your tenderly smiling face.
Days of bitter and gray and grim,
through nights when even the stars are dim,
how sweet to know my heart can glow from just warmth of our first embrace. The world's a lovelier world by far, when I remember how sweet you are.
There's Kay Armin, Charmin Kay Armin, the 28-year-old from Chicago, and How Sweet You Are, accompanied by the Balladeers, a record that made it to number 10 on the charts here in February of 44, and we're listening to those memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our musical theme is The Birds, Part 2, and in this segment, we'll concentrate on The Bluebird. And first up, Art Mooney's orchestra doing The Bluebird of Happiness.
Somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness. It's a life of smiles and a life of tears. It's a life of hopes and a life of fears. A blinding torrent of rain and a brilliant burst of sun. A biting, tearing pain and bubbling, sparkling fun. For every bit of hatred, there's a little bit of love. For every cloudy morning, there's a midnight moon above.
Art Mooney's Orchestra, The Blue Bird of Happiness. That was Art doing the recitation, and the vocals by Bud Breeze and the Galley Sisters. That was a hit for them in 1948. Now, if you ever saw the Technicolor cartoon Gulliver's Travels, this song was in that film. It's Blue Birds in the Moonlight, done here by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Glenn Miller Band from 1939, Blue Birds in the Moonlight. Vocals by Marion Hutton, and it was Clyde Hurley on the trumpet. Here's another Blue Bird from the movies, also from 1939. This was featured in The Star Maker. It's Bing Crosby, Still the Blue Bird Sings.
listen, still the bluebird sings. Storms have rainbows, life has dreams, and cares, you know, have wings. And those heartaches, aren't they really unimportant things? The sun may hide behind a hill, and still the bluebird
Bing, Still the Bluebird Sings, accompanied by the John Scott Trotter Orchestra. It's the birds of music today on This Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we're back to the middle of February 1944, and we're up to number 2 on the Billboard sales chart this week. And once again, it's the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra with the vocal duo by Kitty Callan and Bob Eberle.
Bésame, bésame, each time I cling to a kiss, I hear music divine. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Who ever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore, dearest one. If you should leave me, each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Bésame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something something new. My arms enfolding you, never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering, it's you I adore. My dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wings and my life would be through.
That unique and popular formula for vocal duets for the Jimmy Dorsey Band had up until this point been done by Bob Eberle and Helen O'Connell. But Kitty Callan is now the girl singer, and she's filling the role splendidly. That was Besame Mucho, at number 2 on the popular music chart this week in 44. It would get to number 1 and stay there for 7 weeks, making it Jimmy Dorsey's 12th chart topper of all time. And that was a double hit record. On the B-side of the platter was the tune back at number 8, My Ideal. Hey, back to the showcase now, the birds. No, that's our musical theme. It's not the movie. No Tippi Hedren and Rod Taylor. Or Hitchcock. No, it's just huggable, lovable me. And Martha Tilton. She sings here with the Benny Goodman Orchestra on Bob White.
Like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, with your tropical hue, for it's you I rely on, and for love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, the song that I hear below, the murmuring pond. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me. Hasten to me.
That's the recording that made Herb Jeffries a star. It was somewhat known, he did some low-budget westerns. But in 1940, he got a job singing with Duke Ellington, and that was Flamingo. And to this day, it has sold more than 14 million copies. Billy Strayhorn did the arranging, and he played piano on the recording, not the Duke. And taking the solos were Lawrence Brown on trombone and Johnny Hodges on alto sax. And that was recorded December 28, 1940. And before that, from 1937, Benny Goodman's band with Martha Tilton, Bob White. That was the lineup that had the Biting Brass, Harry James, Chris Griffin, Ziggy Elman. Gene Krupa played drums, and that was another Bird song with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. We've got the Songbirds today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. I want to remind you again about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Follow Seems Like Old Times Facebook and X. And our email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, here's our final song of the birds today. It's Ferlin Husky.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
Sign from above.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
When troubles surround us. When evils come, the body grows weak.
Body grows weak.
The spirit grows numb.
Spirit grows numb.
When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love.
Sends down his love.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
On the wings of a snow-white dove.
He sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
Sign from above.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land.
He searched for land
in various ways.
Various ways.
Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love,
sent him his love,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above,
sign from above,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above,
sign from above,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a dove.
Here's the big smash from Ferlin Husky, Wings of a Dove. That hit number 12 on the pop survey and stayed atop the country and western chart for 10 big weeks in 1961. It's been Songbirds today on Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one song in the USA this third weekend of February in 1944. And one of the top news stories of the day was the Allied assault on Anzio, Italy. It was called Operation Shingle, an amphibious landing on January 22nd. Now, following the Allied invasion of Italy in September, forces were bogged down at the Gustav Line, which was the Axis defense line south of Rome. And it was Winston Churchill who came up with Operation Shingle. President Roosevelt and Joseph Stalin supported the idea over objections from commanders. Throughout much of February, fighting was fierce, but little ground was gained in either direction. But the Allies did have a beachhead established at Anzio. And one of the Americans there was Charles Swoboda.
Landed at Anzio and approached the shore in what the Army would call LSTs, landing ship tanks. They're big barges with the big front end that would open up, and everybody would jump out and get in the water and fight to get to shore while we're being shot at by the Germans from the mountainside. And we jumped in and found that the water was waist high. It had a little hold of rifles over our heads and get to shore as far as possible. And once we got there, you start digging in, and we would dig in, and that's how I landed in Anzio. And it was not a pretty sight, but it worked. The Germans were firing from Rome, 30 miles away, with what they call Anzio Annie. Big shells were landing always around us, and finally one hit back of us, a little town called Nettuno, blew up the building. And then they started getting closer to us with the firing, so we ran to that town, and my buddy and I picked up a big plumbing pipe, probably 6-7 feet long. I said, let's take it back with us. At night, it was dark, and firing was going on all around us. We got back to our camp because the firing now was in another direction. We laid that tube down to be able to talk to one another from his dugout to mine. We put it under the ground about 7 to 10 inches, and he'd yell out to me, Chuck, are you all right? And I'd yell out, Frank, are you all right? And this went on for 5 months. I threw a snake out of the foxhole, and we lived like animals. And don't ask me how I went to the bathroom and how I changed or anything else, because it's embarrassing. But we did and survived, and God was in it. God had to be in it, took care of it. We found out it was all over, because all of a sudden you keep looking up in the air. There were always German planes coming to strafe us, bomb us, but now the American planes started coming over and wiping out their airfields and everything else, and their soldiers that were dug in the mountainside. And the planes came more and more, whereas you'd see maybe 10 or 20 or 50, now you'd see a couple of hundred, and we knew things were changing in our favor. And it was a joy to see American warplanes coming over. Man, it was a sight to behold, because we knew that there's going to be a big change. We're going to get out of that hole in the ground and see what they wanted us to do next. And, of course, the next thing that happened was that we got into Rome, and I was in charge of a squad, and led our squad into Rome. Was one of the first men to get into Rome, and they pulled me in, and they said, the Pope wants to see you. And I said, the Pope? I had nothing to do with the Pope, but they said, he wants to see you. So they escorted me up in the Vatican City and had to go up to where the Pope was sitting on his throne. And he extended his hand, shook my hand. He said, I want to congratulate you and thank you for helping to liberate Rome. And gave me a rosary and thanked me.
That was Charles Swoboda, the Reverend Charles Swoboda, who lived in Hinsdale, Illinois, outside Chicago. Reverend Swoboda passed away in June of 2014 at the age of 94. He was filmed by his son John recounting his days in Italy, posted it on YouTube, and granted us permission to use it here on Seems Like Old Time, so thanks to John Swoboda for letting us share his father's story. Reverend Swoboda spent 42 months in the service, 37 of those overseas, and among his awards, the bronze and silver battle stars. And you can find his video on YouTube. In the search box, type Anzio Battle Tribute. Operation Shingle in Anzio, Italy. One of the top news stories this weekend in 1944. Meanwhile, back home at the top of the music chart this week, the fifth number one record all time for Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra. My Heart Tells Me.
My heart tells me this is just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying? Or is this a little game we're playing? My heart tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do? Should I believe my heart or you?
Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra, one of the most popular bands in the 1930s. But here in 44, the band's popularity is starting to wane. They don't really play the hot jazz that they used to, and critics are saying the band is uninspired. The group has lost trombonist Billy Rausch, who played the famed solo on Smoke Rings, and popular boy singer Kenny Sargent's no longer with the band. But the bright spot of the orchestra is Eugenie Baird, the Casaloma's first ever female vocalist. She sang right there on My Heart Tells Me. It spent 5 weeks atop the Billboard sales survey, including this week in 1944. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff, signing off for Seems Like Old Times.